98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Lockdown is over in just a couple of days. There will be no restriction on our movement. From Monday, we can travel the length and breadth of Ireland. There is still some restriction on us travelling, although it's not illegal to leave the country, but there still is the quarantine thing for the next couple of days anyhow, or the next week or two, should I say. But bearing that in mind, and the fact that we are slowly but surely resuming life, COVID-19 is still here. It's not going anywhere. And we have to learn to live alongside it. That's what the government has been telling us. We've seen over the last couple of weeks how the figures for COVID-19 have dropped significantly over the last couple of weeks. And every day in the last week, on average, we have been below 10 cases a day, with still some really sad deaths. But we are getting there. We are getting on top of this. But while the government were telling us on TV yesterday that we need to learn to live alongside this, we need to learn to keep our social distance, they were saying that on the television yesterday. In three different parts of Dublin, huge gatherings were taking place. In fact, there were more than that, but a few got our attention. Killiney Beach was packed to capacity. Portmarnock Beach, packed like a normal summer's day before COVID. And Stephen's Green. Now, this is the one that annoyed a lot of people. So as I said, while the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health were speaking on television yesterday about the fact that phase three can go ahead, about the great fight we've done over the last couple of months, about how we need to learn to live alongside it, a huge crowd gathered for an organised rave despite phase two lockdown restrictions and social distancing and everything else still being in place. Well over 100 rule-breaking partygoers pumped music in the park for hours as a huge crowd gathered for the hottest day of the year in Dublin so far. A video appeared online of this, so we've done a little mashup here of, on the one hand, a lovely big party taking place, and on the other hand, the government saying, lads, we're getting there, but this isn't over. We start with on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.
I pray that our country never has to go through something like this again. But if we do, we need to learn the lessons, learn from experience, and be prepared for a second wave or a completely different kind of pandemic or public emergency.
We know we need to remain extremely vigilant. We know that this pandemic is far from over globally. And we know what each of us has to do, keeping our distance, washing our hands, coughing into the elbow instead of the hand, and indeed now wearing face coverings on public transport and in areas where you can't socially distance. And I know people are fed up and sick to their back teeth of hearing us repeat that mantra, but that's what's brought us to this point. Those simple public health messages, that new way of living, they're going to be the tools, they're going to be the safety net that will determine the next chapter of living alongside COVID-19 in our country. Because this virus doesn't act alone. It can only thrive if we let it. And we must absolutely recommit to not allowing that happen.
And meanwhile, in St. Stephen's Green, that's just a contrast of our government on the one hand telling us we've done brilliantly, we're getting somewhere, but the virus isn't gone. And while they were speaking those words, that party was going on in St. Stephen's Green. Now, a lot of you have been in contact regarding what you saw yesterday. We got a WhatsApp before the show from a resident from Portmarnock who was shocked by what she witnessed yesterday. Have a listen to...
Good morning, guys. I am so glad that you're actually talking about this today, because I literally had this issue yesterday. Obviously, the hottest day of the year, everyone was out. I decided to go for a walk on the beach. I live near Portmarnock Beach, so I said I'd take my two dogs for a walk and enjoy the sun. I was absolutely shocked when I got down there. It was jammed. It was like being in Lanzarote or like on the Costa del Sol. I mean, there were people everywhere, so much so that I was way too nervous to even go near the beach. I turned around and I went home. I just walked kind of around my road. And then I got home, and later on I saw the video of Stephen's Green, and I just, like, it's so worrying and it's so concerning. I didn't see my parents, my little boy didn't see his grandparents for nearly 3 months. So when you see this going on, it is so annoying, and it's also so upsetting. I mean, this is going to bring back, and I'm very concerned about it, a second wave, in my opinion. And, you know, people are being way too complacent. This virus has not spoken its last word. We have not heard the last of the coronavirus. So, I mean, like, they really need to cop on, but I'm afraid it actually might be too late.
And I was very interested to read, they have the exact same problem in England, by the way. And in London, for example, 140 police officers were injured during protests and illegal parties. And the Minister for Health in the UK is warning that beaches could be closed over there if social distancing isn't observed. This is it's the British Health Secretary. After huge crowds gathered on many beaches around the south coast of England yesterday. And if you saw it, it was like looking at Magaluf. Leslie, good morning. Welcome to 98FM.
Hello, Adrian, how are you doing?
Now, you're actually in Dunleary now, and there's large crowds.
I'm in Dunleary at the moment, and there's 14 lads queuing outside the Burger King here. They're all at the going into Burger King, straight in there now. 14 of them all there together. And there was one woman there standing there. Like, she was just surrounded by them. I mean, so
there's no social distancing going on at all there?
No social distancing. And I'm a milkman now, and I've been going around now for the last 3 months, and going around by Sea Point, Salt Hill, Coleymore, Sandy Cove, and all that. And it's the same. Like, they're all hoarded around each other. And what they're talking about this social distancing when they go back to school. Like, they're not social distancing now, so just send them back to school, come the end of August, come September. Because, to be honest, it's not making any difference. You're not getting the spikes, as they say, you know what I mean? There's been no spikes. And this is not only going on this weekend, Aidan. It's been going on for the last, since the good weather started. I mean, so you're talking about April, May.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there has been so much talk about social distancing and how is school going to work when they go back, and all very nervous about it and everything else. But the point is, they're doing it anyway.
They're doing it anyway. And so what difference is if they're doing it on the roads or in the parks or in the Greenlands or the back of Salt Hill? Like, hundreds of them hoarding around, sitting around each other. And so what difference is it when they go back to school if they're all going to be in one room? I mean,
so how do we stop this? Because
you can't stop it, Adrian, because the parents don't give a hoot, because they're out and about. They're not under their feet, so they don't give a hoot. So, like, you can't stop it. I mean.
So we just have to learn to live with it and stop complaining about it.
Exactly, yeah. Just get on with it. I mean, because, as I say, like, they didn't have any exams because of they didn't want to put a load of kids in a room. I mean, but they're all hanging around each other.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of people very annoyed about it and scared, I think, is the word. Because, you know, we just go back to March and we had like one or two cases and then three or four. And then within a month, we had like 1,000 cases a day. So this thing can spread rapidly and that could happen all over again.
Well, it could, yeah. But as I say, like, you had your marches there in for your Black Lives Matter. You had your parties yesterday in St. James's Green. You have all the groups, as I say, since the good weather has really started, like since May, like, they closed off the beaches there in Sea Point, Salt Hill and Sandy Cove and all that, but it only kind of pushed it down the road, so they were moving down to Coleymore, I mean, where it wasn't blocked off, I mean.
So, I mean, do we have to look at, like I said, I was just looking at Sky News there a while ago, and they're talking about beaches could be closed if social distancing isn't observed. Is that what we need to look at again here?
Yeah, probably we'll have to do it again, I mean. Close the beaches, close the parks again, because that's where they're all hoarding around, I mean. And they're having their sessions, their picnics and their drinking parties, I mean. I was down in Glenbalough last Saturday. I went for a hike up the Table Mountain, and they were all camping along there. And then on Monday, people were putting up the pictures of all the stuff they left behind, all the bottles of beer, cans of beer, food, waste food. I mean, and they were all gathered around in a close area. I mean.
Yeah, it is a bit worrying. So you think that we could get to the stage that they're looking at already in England of possibly closing down the beaches to and parks and everything else to prevent mass gatherings like this?
More likely they'll have to do it again. If not, if you don't close the beaches and it keeps down and there's no spikes, you might just open up the schools come the end of August
and get on with it, yeah.
And then get on with it. Yep. I mean, because they are hanging around. As I say, there's roofs. 13 or 14 of them had to go into Burger King there together now. They've gone in there to queue up for burgers. All in the bikes. All the bikes are parked outside the shop now on the footpath. So there you go. I mean,
all right, good man. Thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. We're talking about large gatherings of people at various locations in Dublin yesterday. And unfortunately, this is something that we have spoken about on a number of occasions. We spoke about, for example, gatherings out in Sutton a couple of weeks ago. We had conversations about the large crowd that gathered for the Black Lives Matter protest, and not against the protest, but against the principle of 5,000 people congregating together. We discussed that, and we're here still talking about it. And I just want to, again, if you didn't hear this, I want to just put this whole thing into context. While our government, our senior ministers, our Taoiseach and our Minister for Health, were announcing that Phase 3 will kick in on Monday, which basically means the country is back open for business again from Monday. We can travel around the country, no restrictions on our movement anymore. While they were making that announcement and telling us that this isn't going away, a massive crowd had gathered at St. Stephen's Green to have a party. And by the way, this is long before Liverpool won the league, so it was nothing even to do with that. Just have a listen to this, and this will put the whole thing into context.
I pray that our country never has to go through something like this again. But if we do, we need to learn the lessons, learn from experience, and be prepared for a second wave or a completely different kind of pandemic or public emergency.
We know we need to remain extremely vigilant. We know that this pandemic is far from over globally. And we know what each of us has to do. Keeping our distance, washing our hands, coughing into the elbow instead of the hand, and indeed now wearing face coverings on public transport and in areas where you can't socially distance. And I know people are fed up and sick to their back teeth of hearing us repeat that mantra. But that's what's brought us to this point. Those simple public health messages, that new way of living, they're going to be the tools, they're going to be the safety net that will determine the next chapter of living alongside COVID-19 in our country. Because this virus doesn't act alone. It can only thrive if we let it. And we must absolutely recommit to not allowing that happen.
There you go. That was St. Stephen's Green yesterday evening. While our Taoiseach and Minister for Health were speaking, just down the road, by the way. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Adrian, Dave here. Why are the Gardaí out doing their job? Slap down a few fines there. They'd be fairly quick to go home then. Instead of targeting the people that are driving on the roads all the time. Go down there and slap out a few fines and see if you're going home fairly quick then. Good luck. Thanks, man, boy.
And then a message just came in to me. Lad, stop. Ireland is already becoming a society of hypochondriacs. The government are great making their lovely speeches. So far, we haven't had any second spike, regardless of the amount of people on the streets. We just need to keep going forward and stop keeping everybody in suspense. Thank you. From Brendan. Let me go to... if you want to get involved in this conversation and answer this question, what can we do? I mean, realistically, if people are going to gather, people are going to gather. What can we possibly do about it? Let's talk to Dylan. You're on 98FM, Dylan. How are you?
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
Now, you went to go to Sandy Cove yesterday.
Yeah, I went to Dunleary yesterday. Just lovely day yesterday. I took a walk to Sandy Cove. And, Adrian, I tell you this. I kid you not. That beach was packed.
Packed like more busy than you would normally see it? More busy than you've ever seen it?
I think busy, like just it was packed.
Right, no social distancing.
No,
yeah. But you decided, and I think a lot of people will make this decision if you come across a place that is very, very packed. A lot of us will say, "No, I'm not going down there. I'm not going onto that beach. I'm staying away." And that's exactly what you did, is it?
Well, I didn't. I just stood behind the wall. I didn't really bother going onto the beach. I just stood behind the wall and just stood there and looked at them, and I thought, fair play to you. I don't really blame you. I mean, it's a hot summer's day. You can't really do anything about it, can you?
Yeah, but that is the question that I'm asking. What can we do about it? And
it's like that last caller there, Adrian, said you can't really do anything about it. Do you know what I mean? You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. I mean, I'll give, like, yesterday outside Anfield, Liverpool Football Club just won the Premier League last night.
Yeah, and a whole crowd gathered, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. From like, what, 9 o'clock at night till half 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, celebrating Liverpool's Premier League victory.
Now, the police in Liverpool had asked people not to congregate, but I think everybody kind of expected them to.
It's their first trophy in 30 years.
Yeah. Do you worry, or do you think we're too paranoid? Do you worry that if people continue to have these mass gatherings, that we could look at another wave of this virus? Or do you think people like that message I read out a couple of minutes ago, we've all become a nation of hypochondriacs?
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't concern you when you see something like this, does it?
That doesn't bother me, no.
No. Just get on with it. Just get on with it.
It's like that last caller there, Adrian, said, that Leslie, I think, he said, like, if people are going to conjure outside, why not open up the skills, reopen up the skills? I agree with him.
All right, Dylan, thanks very much indeed. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. If you're from any of these areas, you just heard Dylan at Sandy Cove yesterday. If you're from near Portmarnock or anywhere that people congregated yesterday, I'd like to know from you, does that make you feel nervous? Or are you, like a lot of callers now, saying, lads, we just need to let people get back to normality, let them have a little get-together, and no biggie, relax. From next week, I think we're allowed to have outdoor gatherings of 100 people. We're still being told to keep our social distance, but when people are a little bit closer than they should be, is that really a cause for a meltdown? This is from Darren.
Good morning, guys. The government themselves should, so-called medical professionals have proven that wearing a mask does not prevent you from getting COVID-19 whatsoever. Okay, it's a precautionary measure for preventing spread of it, but it's not guaranteed that if you have it, you won't spread it on through a mask, or vice versa. And this thing with coughing into your hand or your elbow, those body parts aren't wide enough to stop the flow of air coming from your breath and travel more than 2 meters. The whole lot is a farce. It really is.
Thank you, Darren. Even though the advice on coughing etiquette actually comes from the World Health Organization, not just from our government ministers. Arthur, you're on 98FM. How are you, Arthur?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thank you. You have a bit of an issue with the whole concept of social distancing.
Yeah, because my question is, for the hundreds of years of evolution of humankind, you know, and millions of bacteria and viruses around us for that time, and now you're saying that the mask itself and the distance supposed to save us, I think it's a little bit of a stretching, you know, because that's not the way we develop our immune system, and that's how we survive, you know.
The difference in this particular case and the difference with this virus is we don't have any immunity from it. We haven't built up any immunity to it, so we're all susceptible to getting it. And tragically, as you've heard in the last few weeks, Arthur, people are dying from it or getting very seriously ill.
Yeah, but that's what happens every year, you know, when you have a flu season, you know. There's always people will be dying, you know, because there will be some immune issue that people have, you know. They have a different, you know, kind of, you know, can be sick, you know, and because of that, you know, they might struggle more or less.
Yeah, no, I get the point that you're making. You can be too clean, basically, is what you're saying. You build up no immunity to anything.
because yeah, you can't live in the bubble, you know, because that's not in a way, you know, even if a small baby, you know, when you look at what baby doing, you know, they pick up everything from the ground, you know, put it to the mouth. That's the way we're learning. That's how we develop our immune system. You know, we can't live in the bubble. That's not the way it is, you know, because in the long run, it will be worse. Our immune system will be weaker and weaker. So,
well, no, I would agree with you. I would agree with you if this were to continue forevermore. If the social distancing and face masks and hand washing and hand sanitizing and all of that, if that was to continue at the rate in which we're doing it now, I'd actually agree with you. I think we would get to a situation where we would start getting sicker because we'd pick up everything going because we've no immunity to anything. And I do get the point that you're making. But this virus is a little bit different in, you know, if you look at the figures from around the world, the amount of people that this virus has killed is extraordinary. And it is.
Listen,
you don't see it as being extraordinary, no?
I believe there is a different people and different opinion, and you know, you can have and look at the different stats, you know. And again, every year we have a trolley crisis in this country, and every year we just kind of, you know, shouting, oh my God, we should kind of, you know, improve that, and next year should be better, and next year it's worse. And that's the way it is, you know. I just don't believe. And now you see the beaches, you know, the parties, you know. People not obey to that rules, and they find nobody dying. Have you heard about any outbreaks in the retail shoppings, you know, that, you know, the Lidl's, Tesco's and different shoppings, retailers are open and nobody dying there, you know, everyone is fine. So
okay,
I think
so you think people getting panicked by scenes of a little party in Stephen's Green need to calm down?
I think definitely, you know, people kind of, you know, overreacting, you know, on this stage, definitely, you know, definitely.
Jeanette, you're on 98FM. Hi, Jeanette.
Yeah, just about the flu thing again, like the ignorance is just unreal here. We have medication for the flu, and you can get over the flu quite grandly. Like, it doesn't kill as many people as COVID, as we know.
Mm.
And also the reason why it's not killing as many people now, the COVID-19, is because we are actually doing what we were advised to do by the government. That's why it's not killing like thousands of people at the moment.
Correct.
Because we are trying. So for him to say that, it just kind of like, it irritates me.
But he was saying, and a previous call was saying as well, you know, we have had a few mass gatherings in the last couple of weeks, like, for example, the protest outside the American embassy, 5,000 people gathered there. And touch wood and all that, we haven't seen any increase in cases on the back of that.
It's my worry is when people start to go away and travel and fly to different countries and come back, and if some of them don't isolate for the 14 days, my worry is there.
Yeah, and that's a realistic worry. But at the moment, as you were about to say, at the moment, the virus here in Ireland is very, very suppressed. There aren't many cases. There aren't many cases walking around the streets. So you would think that it was safe enough for those kids to...
No, it isn't.
No?
It is. No, it just takes one person to go to a group of people and infect a whole lot of them, like, or even like a large majority, you know. Like, you can be a super spreader out there and not know you have it.
Yeah.
So it is still on the streets. So, like, it's, I don't know if it's on the streets, but wherever it is, it's still there. Like, but it hasn't completely gone.
No, it hasn't completely gone. And Arthur, isn't that the point about this? That if we were down to zero cases, we might be able to relax a little bit more, but we're not. And we saw what happened in New Zealand, for example. They were down to zero cases. And now for the last week, they've had 2 and 3 cases every day. So it's not gone. That's the point. And we need to be on our guard.
Yeah, but you think that the viruses and the bacteria, they just gone? No, they just come and go. They change as well. The same with our immune system. We just learn and we change as well. That's the way it is. When you look at the nature, just look at the nature. Just don't look at the blindly at what they say, you know, because that's not go away. I'm not saying that will go away. It will be with us, yeah, but we develop our immune system. We just learn how to deal with it. That's the way it is, you know. It's not possible to go away. That's with the any viruses and bacteria. They just there. That's all.
Okay, but do you not worry? Because we saw what happened at the start of this, that this virus spread from mass gatherings in Italy, in England, in various parts of the world when there was large groups together, the virus spread much quicker. Now, if we can avoid having large gatherings like that for the foreseeable future, well, then we will keep on top of it, in theory. No?
Yes. I can kind of agree with you, but now, when you look at the consequences of the lockdown now, that people are stopped screening for the cancer, people are get depressed, people are suicidal. So now when you count that and probably count that in future, I don't even mention the businesses that were lost, then you have really, really, really big problem. The virus that we have, the COVID-19, will be a piece of cake compared to what happened because of that. And that lockdown. So the
long-term effect of having this lockdown and the way we've reacted to it could be a lot worse than the actual thing itself.
Can I get in there now?
You can, of course, Jeanette. Yeah.
Everybody is suffering through this. We're all in this together, okay? So, I mean, the whole world actually is going through the same thing. With depression, everyone is, even people who've never suffered depression are suffering depression. And they thank God we're all getting back to work. Well, most of us are anyway. And hopefully those who really need to get out and get the help, they will, because there are a lot of places there. There's a lot of places you can call if you need to talk to somebody as well. And you have been promoting that as well on your show. The problem with COVID-19 itself is we don't have anything to fight against it. We have nothing. We've no vaccine. We've nothing to fight against it. So that's why we need to suppress it as much as we can and for as long as we can.
And we don't even, not only do we not have a vaccine, we don't even have medication to make the symptoms easier.
We've nothing. So, I mean, just one more thing, even with people who have suffered COVID-19 and they have had it in February or they've had it before then, and they're still suffering.
Yeah, in fact, we spoke to a number of them on the show yesterday who, weeks after having it, it was very interesting to hear them.
And they may never get over it.
Weeks after recovering from it, in theory, they're still not well. They're still not back to themselves.
Yeah.
All right, let me squeeze in another couple of calls on 6797981. Do we just have to accept that as we open up the country, people are going to gather and there's not much we can do about it? Thomas, tell me what Bray was like yesterday.
Well, I went out to Bray. This is my first time ever on the radio.
And you're very welcome.
I'm in my 80s. And I was out in Bray. It was beautiful out there, walking along, keeping me distance. And I had nature called, so I went down to see if the toilets open. So they were. There was a huge queue for the ladies, but there was no queue for the gents, funny enough. So I went in anyway, and there was 5 cubicles. 3 of them was unoccupied. So I went into the first one, and I was out like a shot. I went into the second one, and I was out like a shot again. The third one wasn't too bad.
And so what was the problem with them? The smell or the dirt?
The dirt. The number two the place was littered now, and I had to get a load of toilet rolls to try and clean, and naturally I had to go to the toilet. I couldn't do anything about it. There was nowhere else to go. That was all right. Cleaned her up and all as much as I could. Came out to wash my hands, and there's a long sink and there's 3 taps. So I went to put the soap in my hands to wash. No soap. Went on to turn the tap to clean my hands. No water in either of them. 3 of them.
So this is the public bathrooms at the end of Bray Seafront?
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No soap, no water.
No soap, no water, and the toilet's in disarray.
That's disgraceful.
Nobody, I couldn't see. I was looking, I didn't know who to go to. There was no one around there that I could see say something to them. But I mean, with the virus going around, and me and my age,
yeah, of course,
you naturally you'd get it like a shot. You know, I think, I don't know what sort of people that goes to a toilet nowadays is unreal. What sort of people that could leave a toilet, especially this day and age with the virus, that could leave a toilet? You'd want to see it now. You wouldn't believe now the state it was in, the 3 cubicles.
Now, the last time I was in those toilets was maybe, probably just before the lockdown, and they were actually in an all right condition, but obviously with the amount of people around. Bray Council or Wicklow Council have to get on top of that and keep those, at least have running water, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, no, I'm telling you the truth, there was another man there just ahead of me, and I came out of the toilet, and he was trying to, you know, the ice he was saying, there's nothing, there's no water, no soap, no nothing. You know, and I couldn't believe it with what's going on in this day and age.
Yeah, that
and
is.
I mean, very, I think it's very, very serious that there should have been someone there to look after toilets and the soldiers. I mean, there's hundreds of people out there and there's only that toilet there. I mean, there's no other toilets open and no shops are open.
Well, if anybody from the Department of Bray Municipal District of Wicklow County Council, if they happen to be listening, please get down and get the taps working again and put some soap in the thing and clean up the jacks, please. It's not acceptable for somebody like you, Thomas, to have to deal with that. That sounds disgusting.
I was lucky I had stuff with me to clean my hands, you know, because I was very worried about it, you know.
And let me ask you, did you find any hand sanitizer or anything afterwards?
No, I had stuff in my car. I brought stuff with me, you know, just to, you know, to be on the safe side. I said that case, you know, just to have it to clean your hands when you were.
Were you nervous? Were you nervous? Other than that horrible experience in the toilets, were you nervous with so many people around?
Oh, you're very nervous because. You know, maybe if a younger person might be worried about it, you know, I was very worried about it because you'd never believe the state, the three that I was in, looked into. You'd never believe the state of them, you know. I can't understand why people that couldn't flush a toilet or what, you know.
That's awful.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry you had that experience, yeah. Thomas, and thanks very much, Lee, for telling us about it.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Right. All right, there you go. That's Thomas. And let me just play a couple of WhatsApp voice notes to wrap this up. This is a question I asked myself earlier on, the question that Stephen poses here.
Good morning, Adrian. My question is, I wonder, like, what were the Gardaí doing about this massive social gathering in Stephen's Green yesterday? I mean, why wasn't the public order unit called in to disperse the crowd and send everybody out of the park? I mean, if the government are on telly and are telling everybody to keep a social distance, you can't see your family, you can't travel on this bus, you can't go here. But it seems every time it's up on that neck of the woods, Stephen's Green is around the area. Like, I've seen pictures of myself of people all sitting outside the pubs yesterday just off Georgia Street there and all. I mean, there must have been 20, 30 people sitting around the place all drinking, smoking, having a great time. But yeah, everybody else has to suffer because of it. And there's nothing else being said. I'd love to come on and discuss more about it. Unfortunately, I'm at work at the moment. Some of us have to work. but I'd just like to put that point across.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. And finally, John.
They're going to give hell about it. You shouldn't have opened up places like creches and that. And beaches and all that. Stop giving hell about it. You know, it is what it is.
All right, thank you very much indeed, John. Amazing how not one person who was in Stephen's Green or packed onto beaches or anything yesterday rang in, because there is going to be, over the next while, this kind of shame thing about being involved in something that involves a lack of social distancing, because that social distancing, we're still being asked to stay apart.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.